The sound of the blender may not be music to your ears, but it was to Fred Waring, the leader of a 1930s big band. In 1933, Frederick J. Osius came up with the idea for a drink mixer. In his patent application, he described the idea this way: a disintegrating mixer for producing fluent substances. But like many inventors, Osius could not get his invention to the public. He knew the brother-in-law of Fred Waring, the well-known big band leader. Learning that Waring was playing nearby, Osius put on a loud blue jacket, striped pants, and a bright parrot-yellow tie and strolled backstage to introduce himself. He told Waring that he had a gizmo that would revolutionize people's eating habits. He plopped down one of his machines to demonstrate it. But when Osius turned on the blender, it didn't work at first, and when it did, it leaked. Yet Waring was interested. He told Osius, "I had been wanting a machine to make the absolutely velvet-like, sweetest possible banana milkshakes all my life." In addition to that, Waring loved gadgets, having been an engineering student before forming a band. Waring gave Osius $25,000 to improve the blender. The problem was the drive shaft, which passed through the bottom of the blender. As the shaft turned, it let liquid seep out. For 6 months, Osius worked on a new design, but made no progress, yet spent all of the $25,000. So Waring took over. He hired an engineer to design a leak-proof seal at the base, then got a German designer to give the machine its distinctive chrome and glass Art Deco look. Ever the showman, Waring made sure the container on the blender was glass, not metal, knowing that part of the appeal was in seeing the blender work. Next, Waring promoted his blender. He extolled it on the radio, noting once, while making a banana chocolate milkshake, that at the bottom of this jar there's a little revolving, band-shaped thing like a propeller spinning at 12,000 revolutions a minute. He even created a singing group called the Blenders. Yet what made the blender take off was alcoholic drinks. Although Waring himself was a teetotaler, he liked making juice in the blender from vegetables and fruit, the blender became popular in bars and homes because it could make fancy cocktails. It's likely the margarita and the daiquiri would never have become popular without Waring's blender. I don't mean to imply that his blender is used only for frivolous purposes. Hospitals discovered it was great for churning up baby food. And there was a medical version called the Waring Aseptical Dispersal Blender. It's alleged that Jonas Salk used it to grind up the material for his first polio vaccines.